from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about the Royals, because I think far more concerning than what anybody wanted to say about Brady Singer a couple nights ago is what we're now seeing from Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo was an all-star, potential starter at one point, but was an all-star for this team and has had a great season, a career year. And what was the biggest second half concern that I and many, many others had was innings catching up at some point. Said this 3 weeks ago, something Vern acknowledged as well for multiple guys on this staff. And because Seth Lugo had been so dominant, if there's a drop-off from him, it is way more detrimental than any drop-off from Brady Singer, who's your third starter. And so yesterday, Seth Lugo just did not have it, didn't give his team a chance to win. And over the last four starts, and over his last four starts, Cody, 18 earned runs, 24 earned over his last six. That's what it's been for Seth Lugo in the last six outings, man.
It is really hard to make the argument on the other side that is he hasn't hit a wall. What's the argument for it? He's just going through a rough patch? Pitchers do that. Certainly pitchers who haven't been full-time starters in their entire career and were available at the price point Lugo was, but he has been so good. The metrics support the level of good he was. It wasn't just lucky fielding, right, or lucky defense. He was pitching to a point that those numbers should have been there. I think he just hit a wall. I think there's a simple solution to this. Lugo can continue to pitch. He still says his arm feels good at last report. It's not that. It's probably just a little fatigue. And if it's a little fatigue, that was the whole point for how you handled Alec Marsh. Just find one skip start for Seth Lugo sometime in the next 1 to 2 weeks, in my opinion. Let Alec Marsh pick up that start, go four innings. Make it a bullpenny day, but like at least one starter. Give Lugo a day off and then just go back to him. Because the truth is, Gould, and I've heard people be like, what if you just shut him down for a while? What if it is? It doesn't matter. You are going to have to hope that Seth Lugo didn't hit a wall either way, right? They're not making the postseason without Seth Lugo, so you're going to have to hope he didn't hit a wall either way. Give him one day off and then go back to him. That's what I would do. But yes, I'm concerned that the innings have finally caught up with Lugo. I don't know how you can't be.
Way more so than anything that Brady Singer's looked like, just because of how dominant Seth Lugo had been and what you were counting on. It's one thing to have the bullpen struggles, but you felt for much of the year you were able to rely on Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans, and Brady Singer. And now you're starting to see, you know, whether it's the innings limitations or innings becoming an issue for this team, and that there needs to be some limitation there. Whether it's just, hey, regression to the mean, right? That can be a pain in the ass at this time in the season for starting pitchers that were pitching at an extremely high level, and now we're starting to see them come back to the pack a little bit. It's terrible timing if that's actually what's happening. So that's why I think last night, I don't know about you, I sensed for the first time, whether it was texts with buddies or just other Royals fans on even social media, that there was way more panic after last night than I have seen after any game. And part of it is it was Lugo. The other part is it's August 14th, and everybody knows we're getting down to it here. And this is
holding on to that playoff spot, but by the skin of your teeth now.
And let's just be honest, they're not competitive in this series to this point. No. They haven't. I don't want to bring up you and I's back and forth yesterday, but like, you know, that yesterday, it looks like the Twins are the better baseball team. I know, how can it not? These are two games in a row.
Certainly yesterday they were better.
Two games in a row where they've gotten their butts kicked. And now, once again, for the second time in a week, you're relying on Cole Reagans to be a little bit of a stopper, not let this thing become a multiple, you know, four game losing streak or something like that. Can he be a stopper and give you a competitive outing? And I think he will. But do you also, the other part, we're so focused on pitching. Hunter Renfro, Vinny Pasquantino.
Both in slumps.
Big time slumps
Mini
right
slumps.
Now.
I mean, it's 17 at bats. I'm not going to like, but comes at a bad time.
Yeah.
If your starting pitching isn't going to go well, you can't also simultaneously have Renfro be 0 for his last 20 and Vinny be 0 for his last 17. No, you can't. But also, that's just when sometimes in baseball, I'm not going to fall off the edge and be like, well, they're not a playoff team now, because you're looking at the Royals, and this has happened two other times this year that I can think of. You're looking at the Royals when literally everything is playing its worst. Starting pitching is bad. They got two of their best hitters in a slump, and the bullpen's got two injuries. Okay, so you're looking at them at their worst, and they're getting their ass kicked at their worst. I'd tell you to wait 10 days. And when they drub a team a couple of times because the starting rotation has two good starts, and Vinny and Renfro don't go 0 for 8 that day, and the bullpen's got maybe Harvey back or Schreiber back, and you know, like, I'd say relax. You are looking at the team at their worst, and at their worst, they look terrible like they did yesterday. But I'm not like,
no, living
I'm not
and dying,
like thinking the I mean, season's over. I know we live that way because of the playoff hunt.
No, I'm with you. I don't think the season's over. That's what I'm saying. I sensed more panic last night because I got more of those texts from friends last night. And I was like, hey, the season is over. I was like, just 72 hours ago.
Season is over. Relax.
72 hours ago, this team was suddenly only three back in the division. Yeah. They were a half back from the second wild card. Fast forward 3 days later, and now the season's over. Like, that's the
3 days from now, they could be a half game back and the second team in the division. And, you know,
and I fully admit, though, that if this current struggle, though, at this point in the season, Cody, if it does last another three or four games, then you have to admit it can be flat out what costs
this
you
stretch.
A playoff spot. There's a that part is very true, but let's see what the rest of the week brings. And it starts this afternoon. They're going to play at noon today in Minneapolis. The season series is already done. This series is already done, but you got to make sure this thing doesn't spiral the rest of this week. And a way to end all of that is Cole Reagans giving you a really, really strong outing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.